So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dean, why would Meghan McCain or anybody for that matter criticize Kathy Griffin? I don't get it.
On the day that she reveals that she's got lung cancer and was going through surgery, she actually did go through surgery to have half of her left lung taken out yesterday. But so, you know, the topic came up on The View, and, you know, they were talking about it. Kathy Griffin's a very polarizing figure, especially after that very, very ill-fated photo that she put out. She said as a joke. Turned out to be not such a funny joke of the depiction of the severed head of former President Trump. But so you know, they were talking about her and how she fell from grace as a comedian as a result of that. And now she's going to cancer, and they're going around to all the hosts and, you know, talking about it. And Meghan McCain said that while she wishes her well after her, you know, cancer diagnosis, she said that, "I don't like her. I'm never going to like her," and said that she can't forgive her for making jokes about the sexual orientation of apparently one of Meghan McCain's best friends, the former American Idol contestant Clay Aiken. I don't remember Kathy Griffin doing that, but according to Meghan McCain, she was pretty relentless on making fun of him, as you know, she's a comedian. That's what comedians do. She also said she didn't like the whole severed head thing. But so Meghan McCain went after her for that, and then later in the show, one of their guests was Mary Trump, who is the niece of the former president. She's was on promoting a brand new book. Now Meghan McCain had been in all the segments prior to this, but did not appear in this particular segment. And Mary Trump called her out on it, saying that it's a shame that your colleague didn't have the courage to come on here and have this conversation with me. They were talking about the insurrection and all that. So later in the day, Meghan McCain tweets, "There is no good Trump family member to me." She said, "I wish they would just all leave me and my entire family the bleep alone." So Meghan McCain sort of on a tear yesterday. She was,
wow.
She's leaving The View. This is her last week as co-host on The View. So I don't know if she's, you know, just trying to get attention for her last week or
scorched earth theory.
Yeah, she's never really been the one to sit in the corner and not express her opinion. So this is I guess fairly characteristic. So anyway,
and Mary Trump, the niece of the former president, has been critical of him and the rest of the Trump family, and she wrote that book Too Much and Never Enough,
right?
And so she's got another book out now.
She has another book out now that is, what's it called? I don't remember the name of the book. I watched the interview, and she's very, very, very critical of her uncle again.
The Reckoning, isn't that it?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep. I think that's right. Talking about January 6th, critical of her uncle, the former president, critical of the family and how the whole thing was handled. And apparently there's been some bad blood between her and Meghan McCain through the years that caused Meghan McCain just to sit out the interview in the first place. So
Well, this kind of stuff is why every day you report on another celebrity apology.
Yeah,
right.
That's very true. And it's nice that you can come to the Bob Surratt Show and nobody is feuding, nobody's yelling, no apologies needed. It's just a very pleasant Zen way to start the day.
Yeah, sure. Our listeners become quietly aggravated at one thing or another sometimes, but there's an email or a text now and then. That's a little harsh, but yeah. That's it.
I decided some time ago that people have way too much access to us right now. I wish for the good old days, like the good old Dick Biondi days, where if you wanted to complain about him singing on top of a pizza, you had to actually sit down and write a letter.
Yeah, it was too much trouble. So yeah,
there was no just tweeting, why are you singing about a pizza?
Yeah. So
if that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ringo. So who is apologizing today?
Oh, let's see who we've got for apologies. Oh, DaBaby, the rapper DaBaby, the guy that was invited to leave Lollapalooza. He was originally scheduled to be one of the headliners on the final night of Lollapalooza, but they kicked him off at the very last minute because of some comments that he had made the week before at a music festival in Miami. In which he made very false and very hateful statements about people who have HIV and AIDS and people who are LGBTQ+. He is now saying that he apologizes for making those comments that he now knows are hurtful and triggered bad information to get out there. He says, I apologize for my misinformed comments about HIV/AIDS, and I know that education on this is very important. This may have something to do with the fact that other music festivals also started to cancel his appearance besides Lollapalooza.
Right.
And he was beginning to see a domino effect, so he's trying to do some damage control, it sounds like.
So, Dean, is this Lord of the Rings TV series going to be worth watching?
It sure seems like it. They've only just released a one singular image, not even video of it yet, but it looks absolutely beautiful. And I'm not even particularly a Lord of the Rings fan, but I have to say, this does look stunning. It's going to be a new television series this time that will be on Amazon Prime Video for next year. We don't know an awful lot about this. Here's what we do know, so put on your nerd hats for this, because it's going to be set in the Second Age. Tolkien fans, I'm sure you know what that means. It's going to be set thousands of years prior to the events of both the Lord of the Rings books and also The Hobbit. So I was completely confused by all of that. I'm looking forward to be even more confused when this whole thing comes out. They're shooting right now in New Zealand, and it's expected to be out September 2nd of the year 2022. You know what I learned yesterday? I was doing a Zoom interview yesterday, let me name drop, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new TV series that's going to be coming out that they are shooting in New Zealand. They started during the pandemic and decided to shoot it in New Zealand because, as Joseph Gordon-Levitt told me yesterday, there is virtually no COVID-19 in New Zealand.
Well, find out what they're doing right.
I never heard that, but he said that they know how to do it here. So whatever that is, let's all follow them.
Yeah, and let us know if there's a companion instruction manual to that Lord of the Rings TV series.
Yeah.
That'll come in handy.
I'm going to need it, right?
Yeah. So Miley Cyrus was at a private party, and you hear a lot about these entertainers working either a corporate event or somebody's party and making big bucks, right?
Yeah, she made huge bucks. Estimated about $1 million to appear at a party that took place last weekend in the Hamptons. So this is right after her Lollapalooza appearance on Thursday. She goes to the Hamptons and does a private birthday party for a crypto billionaire whose name has not been released. But she shows up and sings several songs, and that's it. That's all she does. It's like having a clown come to your kid's birthday party, or a pony or something like that, you know, a bounce house. What do you have at your birthday party? Miley Cyrus. They had a carnival. Here's what I know. They had a carnival theme, and they also hired hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut.
Oh, man.
Who was taking pictures with the guests.
What a party.
That seems like that's what you do if you don't want someone to come to your party. But here's something that they did that I thought was really interesting, something that was called silent dancing, where you put on a pair of headphones, you pick your own music, And then you go out on the dance floor with these headphones on your head, and you dance to the beat of your own drum.
I've actually seen that. It's very bizarre when you see like 20 or 30 or 40 people doing that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And Miley Cyrus, was she paid in Bitcoin? Do we know?
I don't know. That would be fantastic if she was.
There's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out. What do you know about this?
Yes, there is. I know that it's going to be written by Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost and also his brother, Casey. They were just hired to write this new movie for Paramount Pictures. It'll be coming out in a year or so. Seth Rogen is also working on a new Ninja Turtles movie that will be on Nickelodeon. So we've got, you know, for you Ninja Turtle fans out there, and I know that there are many, we've got a lot of stuff coming out in the next couple of years. So there's your Cowabunga update for today.
Appreciate that. And happy birthday, Tony Bennett, 95 today.
God bless him. He's just the greatest.
And we'll miss him at Ravinia, won't we?
We will. They were hoping that he might make an appearance, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. He's going to do that one appearance at Madison Square Garden. It's Madison Square or Radio City in New York,
right,
with Lady Gaga, and it looks like that's going to be it, but they are going to record it. It looks like it's going to be a concert that you'll be able to watch online with Tony Bennett. Now, you know, has disclosed that he's got Alzheimer's, and so, you know, his appearances are very, very, very infrequent. But God bless him. Happy birthday. One of the greatest entertainers of all time.
That'll be a great show. It is Radio City in New York.
He's no Ninja Turtles, but he's still okay.
Yes, he is. Well, talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.